Now, we raised $3 billion during the year, and everyone keeps on saying we're cashed up. Do you think that's actually a correct assessment when we do have $17 billion of debt? Haven't we actually just paid down and reduced some of our debt, but we're not actually cashed up as such? I mean, if we were to buy Centro, that's $16 billion of debt that we'd be taking on if we bought the whole Centro show, you know, the whole lot. So how do you describe it? Do you say Westfield is cashed up, or do you say Westfield now has only the second or third biggest corporate debt in Australia at $17 billion?
Well, I mean, I think the second or third biggest debt, I think that relativity would not be correct, because it all depends how big the company is, what business they are in, how much debt do they normally have. Retailers have less, others have others, so I think you should discard that. But we have a big debt, but we have a huge, huge portfolio. The $7.1 billion is sufficient for our developments, plus some margin to do what we want to do. We have a plan, and that plan fits in. That's why we raised that $1.1 billion last year and didn't wait for worse or better times, because we have a program, and we wanted to fill this program. There's a development going on, and we don't want in a year, two or three, wake up, suddenly we don't have cash. I mean, you can be very successful in your business, you can have profits, but if you don't have cash, you're out of business. You know, I've learned it over a long period of time. Some people haven't quite, but they will, you know. So if you say we are swimming in money, no, we are not swimming in money. But we have enough to do our business very comfortably. And if there's an opportunity comes around, we can also do that.